Well, we're invited to do various different things. Sometimes we're invited to do a charism school, which is a school training people how to respond to the Holy Spirit in the area of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12:7, healing, word of knowledge, prophecy, and so on. And so we train people how to be docile in the area of those gifts and train and teach people in those gifts. A very practical course. So we've done that for a lot of people. About 7,000 Catholics have done that in the last 2 or 3 years. But we're also asked to preach and minister in healing. We don't say that we're really involved in a healing ministry per se, because for us it's about the proclamation of the message, the proclamation of Jesus, and the signs following that proclamation, proving that proclamation, the truth of that proclamation. In the last 2 to 3 years, we have 20,000 people on film testifying to being physically healed through the ministry that we operate.
That's a huge number of people. So can you tell me what happens and what kind of healings there are?
Well, the healings vary from people who have serious back pain that's, you know, annoying, to people who are completely deaf and blind, dumb, lame, you know, people with cancers and tumors, you know, or every kind of sickness you can imagine, actually. You know, people come because they've heard of what's happening. They come with quite a lot of faith, and we believe that faith is a very important part. It's not the only key to healing, but it is an important key. And so we usually spend some time teaching people about faith and praying for an increased gift of faith. Because faith is not something that you can work up. It's not something that I can do out of my own strength. It's a gift from God. And so we have to ask him, in our experience, if we ask for the gift, then we see more miracles happening.
And what would you say to somebody who might say, well, the Eucharist is healing and thousands of Catholics are going to Mass sick every week and sometimes every day, and they're coming out of Mass sick and there's no healing for them?
Well, I would say that's true of all our religious experience, reading the Bible, you know, reading the Word of God, even the sacrament of the sick, the same thing seems to happen. And it seems to me it's not one or the other, it's the faith component that is the critical aspect.
But you know the way people, you hear them, they go to novenas, they petition, they have great faith, you know, and they're saying, please God, and whatever your will is, your will be done. And yet their sick child still dies, or they still have, you know, they're still lame, or their hearing or eyesight is bad. And yet, why in the charismatic does the healing seem to work?
Well, I do think that this key component of the power of the Holy Spirit, which is emphasized in the charismatic renewal, does open an awful lot of things up. I wouldn't want to judge any person for a lack of healing. My own wife is sick. I've prayed for her many times. You know, I've seen tumors the size of balloons disappear overnight. And I can't get the small lumps in my wife's brain, which are benign, but they cause a mild epilepsy. I can't get rid of those for love nor money. So, you know, there is a mystery concerned. I mean, people couldn't say I didn't have faith for that, because of course I do, and she's a very holy person who does have faith for it. She sees this miracle ministry all the time. But it seems that in some situations there just is a mystery. We can't get to the bottom of it, and we just have to give it back to God. I would say one other thing, though. I do think some people confuse hope with faith. I really hope that I'm going to be healed. Hope is not the same as faith, and people do confuse that. You know, I can hope for something, but faith is having a kind of different level of certainty that something is going to happen. Now, when I preach, you know, I know there are going to be healings. The other day, for example, I prayed prayers, general prayers for the sick, and I knew that a lot of people had had their eyesight healed, but nobody had come up. And I said to the people, I am certain, and I was certain. And then about 20 people came up and confessed that their eyes had been healed. So I think there is a difference between faith and hope, and perhaps many of us have been trying to pray in hope, whereas perhaps we've need to ask the Lord for faith.
And do you think that the institutional church then maybe has forgotten about the Holy Spirit as well?
I don't think the institutional church has forgotten about the Holy Spirit, but I think that it's all there in the theology. But in some senses, for some people, I think the relationship to the Holy Spirit as a person, as a dynamic person, divine person in my life, and it would be my belief that God would want to give every Catholic and every Christian their own personal Pentecost experience, which would open up a whole lot of things in the supernatural and the whole Christian life and deeper devotion. And it's not just about miracles, it's about, you know, living a good life, being a good person, you know, and being a better dad and a better husband and, you know, a better member of the parish and better in your workplace. You know, it's not just about miracles, but about the power to live the Christian life where you are in an anointed way.